We read again from John chapter 13.
我们再读约翰福音第十三章。
We'll start in verse 31.
对，我听一下。
Chapter 13.
第十三章，我们从第四十一节开始读。
So when he had gone out,
31节，对不起，
So when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately.
他既出去，耶稣就说，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。
Little children, I will be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you.
小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Father, we ask as we open the scripture together that we would know the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in this word.
天父，当我们一同打开你话语的时候，我们求圣灵来把这些话交通在我们的心里。
And you know, Lord, that we are nothing, and without you, we can receive nothing.
就你知道，我离了你，我们什么都不是，我们也什么都不能得着。
But you are faithful.
但你是信实的。
And you love your own.
你爱世间属于你的人。
And your heart's desire is to fill to overflowing and to bless your people.
你的心愿是将祝福倾倒在你的儿女身上。
So Lord, our confidence is in you.
所以我们靠着你可以夸口。
And our hearts are lifted up to you.
我们的心也被举起向着你。
And we are standing by faith in your anointing for speaking, for translating, and for hearing your word.
主，我们是凭信站在这里来支取圣灵的恩膏，为着讲员，为着翻译的，为着听的人。
Lord, would you give us a peaceful time?
主，求你给我们一个平安的时间。
Settle our hearts.
让我们的心平静在你面前，平静安稳。
And enable us to attend upon you.
让我们从你那里有得着。
That we commit our time to you.
主，我们把这个时间恭敬地交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' precious and faithful name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Amen.When we read the context here, we can see again that the people to whom the Lord's speaking are a select group of people.
从这一段我们所读的经文，我们再次可以看到主耶稣说话的对象是一般特别门拣选的人。
It is not the 12 now; it is the 11 because Judas has gone out.
不再是十二位。乃是十一位，因为犹大已经出去了。
And the context of the Lord's speaking is he is leaving.
上下文这里的是讲到主耶稣他要很快要离开门徒。
He is saying you will see me no more.
他说你们还有不多的时候，你们不再见我。
So he gives them this new commandment.
所以主给他们这条新命令
that they should love one another.
叫他们彼此相爱。
And then he says, by this.
然后主说因此
by this,
因此,
by this,
因此,
all men shall know
众人就认出你们是我的门徒了,
that you are my disciples.
就认出你们是我的门徒了。
What do you think about when you think about a disciple?
当我们提到门徒的时候, 我们心里是怎么想到什么?
You know, a disciple learns from his master.
门徒是跟着他们的夫子, 跟他们的老师学习。
He listens to his master.
门徒是听夫子的话。
He seeks to imitate his master.
门徒, 要效法他的老师。
He follows him.
门徒是跟随他的老师。
Is that what you think of?
这些是不是你所想到的呢?
There's one other thing, isn't there?
但是这是其中一方面。
And that other thing is that the master teaches that disciple.
还有一方面就是老师是教导这些门徒。
He doesn't ignore him and just hope that he picks something up.
这个老师不是只是让门徒们自己学。
But he knows his disciple.
他乃是认识他的门徒。
And he teaches those disciples.
他也教导他的门徒。
And he gives them what they need and to help them to understand and to grow.
是他是按照他们的需要来教导他们, 使他们能够成长。
So this disciple has a relationship with his master.
这些的门徒跟他们的老师是有关系的。
And the Lord Jesus said, by this, all men shall know that you are my disciples.
主耶稣说, 因此众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Now, if we would just think for a moment at something very much in contrast, if we go back to Matthew chapter 7,
那我们试想一下, 有一个 在马太福音第七章有一个对比,
and we're at the end of Matthew chapter 7,
在第七章马太福音第七章的末了,
verse 21,
第21节,
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
但那日必有许多人对我说,主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名传道,奉你的名赶鬼,奉你的名行许多异能吗?
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you.
我就明明地告诉他们说, 我从来不认识你们。
Could you imagine hearing anything worse than that?
你能不能想象有比这更糟糕的?
If the Lord Jesus should say, I never knew you.
如果主耶稣对我们说, 我从来不认识你们。
Why would that be?
为什么主这样说?
There's no relationship.
因为那里没有关系。
There's nothing between him and them.
主跟他们之间是没有关系的。
Not you did bad things.
不是说你做了坏事。
But I never knew you.
乃是说我从来不认识你们。
Was he willing to know them?
主是不是愿意认识他们?
Yes, he was.
是的,主愿意认识他们。
His heart was open.
主的心是敞开的。
His door was open.
他的门是敞开的。
He was very willing.
他是很愿意来认识他们。
But for some reason, these people never drew near to him.
但是出于某些原因, 这些人从来没有来就近主。
And he said, I never knew you.
所以主说, 我从来不认识你们。
Now that is very different, isn't it?
这是很不同的, 不是吗?
By this, all men shall know that I know you, and you know me.
跟约翰福音那句话来对比一下，说因此众人就认出你们是我的门徒，我也认识你们。By
this, all men shall know that you are my disciples.
因此众人就认出你们是我的门徒。There
is a relationship.
他们之间是有关系的。
And it's the right relationship. It's the relationship of the disciple to the master. And to these ones, he will not say, I never knew you.
在这种关系里面, 主就不会说,
but to these ones, he says, I know you.
与这些的门徒主要说, 我认识你们,
and you know me.
你们也认识我,
and I have taught you.
我已经教导了你,
you have been my pupil.
你们是我的学生,
and I have taught you.
我已经教导了你们,
and I have changed you.
我已经改变了你们,
and I have transformed you.
我已经把你整个更换过来,
and I have made you like myself.
我已经使你变得像我一样,
because love now shines out of your heart.
因为现在你的生命中有光发出来,
you have become like your master.
你就像你的先生一样。
Now that is something truly wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
And that is our heart's desire.
这是我们心里所盼望的。
With our heart's desire, I hope it's your heart's desire.
也希望是你们心里所盼望的。
Nobody moves. Nobody says yes.
没有人点头。
Nobody punches the air and says yes, that's my heart's desire.
也没有人举拳头说 yes.
But I'm sure you're doing that in your heart.
但我想你们心里都是说是的。
Where is your heart? What do you long for?
我们的心在哪里? 我们的渴慕是什么?
The Lord said, seek and you shall find.
耶稣说, 寻找的就寻见。
He didn't say stand around, doing nothing, thinking about nothing, and maybe you'll find. He said, seek and you shall find.
他没有说你站在那里什么都不做, 或许你能够找到, 他是说, 寻找的就寻见。
Are you knocking on his door?
你是否在敲主的门?
Are you seeking, knocking, asking?
你是否在寻找他, 在敲他的门, 在求问, 向他求?
If you're not,
如果不是的话,
then if we get together again next year, you will be the same person
那么,
that you are now.
那么我们下一次, 明年再聚集的时候, 我们仍然是一样的人。
You will not change.
我们仍然没有改变。
Unless you seek him.
除非我们来寻求他。
Unless there is in you a hunger and a thirst to know the Lord.
除非我们里面有一颗饥渴慕义的心。
Nobody drifts into the kingdom.
没有人是随流飘进天国里的。
You know, we're asleep on the boat and the boat just goes with the current.
你想有些时候我们躺在一艘船上, 这个水就顺着这个水流飘走。
And then when we wake up, oh, look where we are.
我们醒过来的时候, 哦, 就看见我们到了一个地方。
It doesn't happen like that in the kingdom of God.
在神的国里不是这样。
Seek and you shall find.
寻找的就寻见。
And what should we seek?
我们要寻找什么?
We must seek this relationship.
我们要寻求这一个跟主的关系。
I am his disciple.
我们是主的, 我是主的门徒。
I am following him.
我要跟随主。
I am following him.
我要跟随他。
I'm not following him.
我不是跟随Neil。
And I'm not following any it.
我们也不是跟随某个道理。
No doctrine.
不是一个道理。
No teaching.
不是一个教训。
No movement.
不是一个运动。
Not my group.
不是我的组织。
Each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, is called to follow Jesus.
我们每一个人, 从老到少, 是要被呼召来跟随主耶稣。
And the one that is calling us is the Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣自己就是呼召我们的那一位。
We have an open door.
我们有一个敞开的门。
We have open arms to receive us.
我们有敞开的双臂来迎接我们。
And all that it requires is in our own heart to say, Lord, I come.
所求于我们的就是我们打开我们的心说主我来了。
I am yours.
我是属于你的。
I will seek you.
我要寻求你。
Now the Lord Jesus said, by this all men shall know.
主耶稣说, 因此众人就认出。
And we are faced with a great problem.
我们有一个很大的问题。
If we just look at this and say, well, I have to be loving.
我们如果单单只看这一节经文的话，我们会说，那么我们就需要更多的爱。
And if all we hear is a commandment to love,
如果我们所听到的只是一个爱的命令，仅仅只是一个。
What are we going to do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
What's the good of somebody pointing to me and say, be loving?
如果我只是念说你要更有爱心啊，这有什么用呢？
If that's all there is, what am I going to do?
如果只是这句话，那么我要怎么做呢？
Because this heart is cold.
因为这个心是冷的。
This heart loves, but only itself.
这个心只爱他自己。
So how can I pour out one-sided love when it's not in me?
所以我怎么样能够把这个爱倾倒出来，如果这个爱不在我的里面。
If we have nothing but a commandment,
如果我们什么都没有，只有这一个命令的话，
then we are in a desperate place.
那我们就陷入一个绝望当中。
Because nobody should fool themselves, you cannot keep that commandment.
因为我们每个人能够欺骗自己，我们只能承认说我们不能够守这个命令。
If you feel you can, please stand up and tell us how.
如果你觉得你可以的话，请站起来告诉我们你是怎样做的。
You have it in you, in your nature.
如果你在你的里面，在你的本性里面。
If you were born with such a wonderful loving heart, we'd like to know.
如果你有一个与生俱来的爱人的心，那么请你告诉我们。
But if you're like me,
但如果你是跟我一样，
and if the scripture is for you a mirror in which you see yourself, then you know that that is not your heart.
如果神的话是一面镜子，让我们看着可以照出我们的本相，那我们就知道。
Nevertheless, the Lord has given us a commandment.
不管怎么样，主给我们这个命令。
And he has said,Love one another.
主说你们要彼此相爱。
And he didn't say smile at one another on Sunday morning.
他不是说星期天的时候要微笑，面带微笑的对着大家。
He said love with the love with which I have loved.
他说用我爱你们的爱来彼此相爱。
Now why would he give us such an impossible commandment?
为什么他要给我们一个命令是我们好像不可能能够遵守的？
And if we were to respond to the Lord and say, Lord,That's too much. I can't do it. It's not in me.
如果我们要向主回答的话，我们说主啊，这个爱不在我们里面，这个是过于我们所能做的。
What would he answer us?
主要怎么样回答我们呢？
He'd say, I know that.
主说，可能说我知道。
But I am going to do something that is going to answer your need.
但是我要做一件事是能够满足你里面的需要。
What is he going to do?
他要做什么呢？
What's the key that unlocks this?
这个解开这个谜的钥匙在哪里呢？
We said that the Lord Jesus desired relationship.
我们说过主耶稣基督需要寻求他渴望的是跟我们有一个关系。
It's not I never knew you, butI know you.
不是像他说的，我从来不认识你们，乃是我认识你们。
But he has ascended to his Father.
但是主耶稣已经到父神那里去。
So how can I have a relationship with him?
那我们跟他怎么样能够有个关系呢？
His disciples were hearing him say, "You see me no more."
他的门徒听到他说，你们不再见我。
And what did they feel like?
他们有什么感觉呢？
They felt like orphans.
他们好像感觉好像孤儿。
Like little children just abandoned in the street.
好像小孩子被撇弃在街边。
You're no more with us?
你不再跟我们一起了吗？
What are we going to do?
我们要怎么做呢？
And his answer was, the Spirit is coming.
耶稣的答案就是圣灵要来。
I will come to you.
我要来。
I will come to you in the Holy Spirit.
我要在圣灵里来到你们中间。
And I will dwell in you.
我要住在你们里面。
And I shall be closer to you than any other person could ever be.
我要 比任何一个人都跟你更亲近。
I will dwell in you.
我要住在你的里面。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
Is this what has happened for you?
这个是不是发生在你身上的实际呢？
On the day that you reached out to the Lord Jesus,
那一天当你伸手向主呼求的时候，
On that day, at that hour, in that moment,
在那一天，在那一个时刻，
Because he is faithful,
因为他是信实的，
Because the price has been paid,
因为罪的重价已经被付清了，
He was able to send the Holy Spirit to dwell in you.
他能够差遣圣灵住在你的里面。
This is the definition of a Christian.
这是基督徒的定义。
Indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
内住的圣灵。
Now the Holy Spirit is spirit.
圣灵是一个灵。
He's not a warm glow.
圣灵不是只是一股暖流。
He's not a feeling in your stomach.
不是你感觉一个你肚子里的一个感觉。
He is spirit.
他是个灵。
And he is the one who has sealed us to the Lord Jesus.
他是那一位给我们印上印记，使我们知道我们属于基督的人。
And we have received eternal life because the spirit has come to dwell in us.
因为圣灵住在我们的里面，我们就知道我们自己是有永生的人。
Now, what does the scripture say now?
那么圣经是怎么说的呢？
In Galatians,
在加拉太书，
it says if, let me read it.
那我来读一段。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章
and verse 25,
第二十五节。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit,
我们若是靠圣灵，
that is, if we've received the Holy Spirit in us and because of Him we live,
我们靠圣灵得生，也就是我们接受了主耶稣基督，我们圣灵住在我们的里面。
Let us also walk in the Spirit.
那么我们就当靠圣灵行事。
Now here is the calling.
这里是一个呼召。
Here is the way.
这里是一条路。
We must walk in the Spirit.
我们必须靠圣灵行事。
Well, you say I'm not sure about that.
你会去说我不确定 我是否明白。
You know, people talk about walking in the Spirit, but I find that a little bit confusing. How do I walk in the Spirit? What do I do?
你会去说我觉得这个好像很疑惑，我不知道怎样走在圣灵里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we do not learn to walk in the Spirit, how shall we love one another?
如果我们不学习在圣灵里行事，那么我们怎么样能够彼此相爱？
If we never understand the difference between walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit, how will anyone know that we are his disciples?
我们如果不明白在圣灵里行事跟在肉体里行事的区别，那么人们怎么样能够知道我们是他的门徒呢？
Now Satan has had 2,000 years to confuse the testimony of the church.
在过去2000多年以来，撒旦不停地要破坏教会的见证。
And if you go out on the street and talk about the Lord Jesus, people will laugh at you.
如果你现在出去到街上去宣讲主耶稣基督，人们要讥笑你。
Because they've heard so many things that make them think this is just nothing.
因为他们听过了许多的事情，使他们觉得这个是无稽之谈。
And you can go to them if you like with your arguments.
如果你愿意出去用你的争辩，用你的言语跟他们争辩。
But your arguments will probably just fall to the ground.
但是所有的争论都要好像落在地上，一点效果都没有。
The testimony of the church is not in arguments.
教会的见证不仅仅是一个口舌的争辩，
but it's in the life of the church.
乃是在教会的真实的生命里面。
The one argument that nobody can answer is a life in the spirit which is radiating the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有一个论据是没有人能够驳倒的，就是主耶稣基督他的生命真实的在从教会里面发出光来。
Everything, everything depends upon our learning to walk in the Spirit.
所有的一切就建基于我们是否行走在圣灵里。
So let us think about this for a moment.
那我们来思想一下。
We might say there are many sorts of Christians.
我们或许说有各种各样的基督徒。
And we might wonder which ones are walking in the Spirit.
我们或许会想，到底哪一种基督徒是靠圣灵行事的？
Now there are some sorts of Christians.
那么有一些的基督徒。
They make false claims in their tax returns.
他们或许在他们做退税的时候报假账。
They lie to Centrelink.
他们向着Centrelink撒谎。
They steal from their work.
他们从工作的地方偷一点东西。
They get drunk at weddings.
他们在婚礼上喝酒醉。
These Christians we know are not walking in the Spirit.
我们知道很清楚的，这些基督徒不是行走在圣灵里。
I don't think there's any confusion or any argument here.
我想这里可能没有疑惑的啊。
If anyone says he is walking with the Lord, let us see a righteous life.
如果有一个人他是与主同行的，是住在圣灵里的，那我们看到的是一个圣洁的、公义的生命。
We should not deceive ourselves.
我们不能自欺。
We should not become so conceited.That we justify everything that we do.
我们不能够那样的自欺以至于我们对我们所做的找一个理由。
But there is another sort of Christian.
但是有另外一种基督徒。
And this Christian walks in the flesh.
这些人呢
，He doesn't walk in the spirit.
肉体里行事，他不在圣灵里行事。
But it's not because he's doing bad things.
他不是因为他做不好的事。
He's not doing those things I just mentioned.
他不做我们所讲的那些事。
But still, it's not the Spirit.
但是他仍然不是行走在圣灵里。
How can we discern this?
那我们怎么样分辨呢？
How can we judge ourselves?
我们怎么样能够分辨自己呢？
There's no need to judge anybody else.
我们不需要来论断别人。
You have your hands full judging yourself.
我们已经自己都我们分辨自己就已经很够我们忙的了。
So how can we look into our own life and say, well, am I walking in the flesh or am I walking in the spirit?
所以我们怎么样能够看我们自己的生命，说我们是行走在圣灵里还是行走在肉体里？
Do I understand the way of the spirit?
我们是不是认识圣灵的路？
So let us.This is not much fun, but let's do it anyway. Let's think about this one. What are the characteristics of one who walks in the flesh?
让我们来想一想，一个在圣灵里行事的人有哪些特征？
The person who walks in the flesh calculates.
一个在靠肉体行事的人，他总是在计算。
He calculates.Looking ahead to see what is most advantage to himself.
他总是在计算超前的计算，到底这件事情是对我有益处呢，还是没有益处？
In every situation, he says, "How does this affect me?"
在每一个途径当中，他就想这个事情对我有什么影响？
Or how does this affect my interest?
这个事情对我的利益有什么影响？
So he's calculating all the time.
所以他总是在计算。
The person who walks in the flesh rationalizes.
一个靠圣灵行事的人，他也用他的常理。
Rationalizing means sort of explaining things.
他也解释这些事情。
And I've heard amazing rationalizations from Christians.
我听过一个基督徒他这样的解释。
The scripture says that you should not take a brother or a sister to court before unbelievers.
他说圣经里面说你不能够把一个族里的弟兄或者姐妹告到不信主的人那里去。
But I've heard Christians who want to take their brother or their sister to court rationalize and say, oh yes, but that was in this situation and that situation and they've got it all worked out.
但是我听到有基督徒他要告一个肢体，他就说，但是这个事情是当时的环境，是当时很特别的情形。
The man who walks in the Spirit doesn't calculate.
一个在圣灵里行事的人，他不计算。
He doesn't first of all think, how does this affect me?
他不是首先想到这个事情对我有什么影响。
Because that's not the first thing.
因为这个不是他首先要考虑的。
The first thing is the others.
他首先考虑的是别人。
The man that walks in the Spirit does not rationalize.
一个在圣灵里行事的人，他也不按常理去推论。
He obeys.
他只是顺服。
You know the experience.
你知道这个经历。
I feel I should go and help this brother.
我感觉我要去帮助这位弟兄。
I can do two things now.
我现在要做两可以可能做两件事情。
One thing is I can go straight away to help him.
我可以直接去帮助他。
And the other thing is, I can say, well, I wonder whether he really needs my help.
另外一件事情我可以做的就是，我想到底他是否需要我帮助。
Perhaps I'll see. I'll wait a little while, and then maybe he won't. And then anyway, he seems to be all right. Anyway, this other person, you can help him, can't you? It'll be okay. And on and on and on and on. Instead of just obey him.
或者我们就给自己很多理由说，或许他不是真的需要我帮助呢，或许别人可以帮助他呀，或许他过一段时间就好了。
So the man that walks in the flesh, he does a lot of rationalizing.
所以在肉体里行事的人，他有很多的分析。
The man that walks in the flesh has a lot of excuses.
在一个在肉体里行事的人有许多的理由。
Lots and lots of excuses for himself.
许多的借口为着他自己。
I have a few little weaknesses.
他说我只是有一些的软弱。
But I can explain to you my weaknesses. I have an excuse for them.
但是我是有原因的，我可以向你解释。
I have many excuses.
我有许多的理由。
For me.
为着我。
Not one for you.
没有一个理由是为着你的。
You do something wrong, I'm on to you.
你如果做错了，你没有理由的。
I do the same thing, I've got 10 reasons why.
如果我做了同样的事，我有十个原因。
The man that walks in the flesh is full of excuses.
一个在肉体里行事的人是满了借口。
The man that walks in the flesh seeks to control others.
一个在肉体里行事的人也很想要操纵别人。
He loves to control.
总是要操纵别人。
The man that walks in the spirit loves to see people set free.
一个在圣灵里行事的人喜欢看见别人是有自由的。
The man that walks in the flesh is very concerned about getting his rights.
在肉体里行事的人很担心他是不是得到他的权利。
Why should I do it?
他说为什么我要做这件事情？
Why shouldn't somebody else do it?
为什么别人不做？
I have my rights.
我有权利。
It's not my turn.
不是这个事情没有轮到我。
No, I've done this before. It's your turn.
我已经做过这件事情了，现在是轮到你了。
He's very particular about his rights.
他对他的权利，维护他的权利啊，是很坚持的。
The man that walks in the spirit,
一个在圣灵里行走的人
，He only has one right.
他只有一个权利。
He has the right to lay down his life.
就是放下自己的生命。
That's it. No other rights.
舍弃自己的生命，没有其他的权利。
We could go on.
我们可以继续。
The man that walks in the flesh has at the center me and mine.
一个行在肉体里的人只有一个中心，就是我和我的。
And all that he's concerned about is me and mine.
他所关心的只是我和我的。
It might be my family.
或许是我的家庭
，my reputation，
我的名誉
，my career，
我的事业
，my security，
我的安全感
，or the worst of all，
最糟糕的是
，my ministry，
我的侍奉
，my，
我的
，it's all mine，
都是我的
，it's all for me，
都是为着我的
ministry。
我的身份。
The man that walks in the Spirit
一个行在圣灵里的人
has at the center
只有一个中心
the Lord Jesus
就是主耶稣基督
and his
和他的
not me and mine
不是我和我的
him and his
而是他和他的
and that becomes the governing principle of living
这就成为一个管理这个在圣灵里行走的人的一个原则。
So we need to judge ourselves.
我们需要来审查自己。
And we need to look at our own life and say, well, what makes me tick?
我们要看我们自己的生命当中有哪一些是能够打勾的。
How do I live from day to day?
我们每天是如何的活在主的面前
When different things happen, you know, day-to-day things, how do I react?
当我们生命中、生活中发生了许多的事情，我们怎么样一个反应
？One good test is to ask yourself, what makes you angry?
有一个测验就是，什么使你生气
？What makes you angry?
什么可以使你生气
？Because that's something valuable to you. Is it good?
因为那一个对你有价值的。东西，那个是好东西。
We need to be very open and bold in judging ourselves and saying, Do I understand a life in the Spirit? Do I know what it is to walk in the Spirit? Am I learning to walk in the Spirit? Do I want to walk in the Spirit?
我们要仔细的审查自己，我们是否明白什么样叫做走在圣灵里？我们是否愿意走在圣灵里？我们是不是学习走在圣灵里
？We turn over to Revelation.
让我们打开启示录。
And in the book of Revelation, at the beginning, we have these letters to the churches.
在启示录的一开头，我们有一些写给教会的书信。
Now these were particular churches in particular situations.
这些是写给当时每一个特定的一个聚会，为着当时特定的情形。
But at the end of each letter, the Lord says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
但是在每一封信的末了。这里说圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
So these messages are for all of us
换句话说这些的信息是为着我们每一个人
We don't have to say Oh, we are Philadelphian Or we are the Sardis Or we don't have to do that We have to listen to every message And a part of every message Is for us
我们不需要说我们是腓立铁腓的教会我们是什么这每一份的书信每一个信息都是为着我们每一个人的
And in all of these messages the Lord is speaking to people who are in the same situation that we are in They cannot see him They cannot hear him They are living by faith
在每一份的信息里面主说话的对象都是跟我们一样的弟兄姐妹他们不能够看见主，他们也不能够听见主，不是在肉身里面听见主，他们跟我们是一样的情形。
And if we were to look at these letters, the very first letter is maybe the saddest letter of all.
如果我们看这些书信，或许这第一封书信是最让人悲伤的。
Because you know, I call this letter the second letter to the Ephesians.
我常常称之为书信为以弗所第二书。
The first letter to the Ephesians was written by Paul.
因为以弗所书我们知道是保罗写的。
And it overflows with the glory of Christ and the riches of this salvation.
里面满了基督的荣耀和救恩里的丰富。
The second letter to the Ephesians is written by the Lord Jesus.
第二封写给以弗所教会的书信是主耶稣自己写的。
And he is looking upon these dear believers in Ephesus and saying they have everything.But one thing.
他看着这些他所亲爱的在以弗所的圣徒们
What was missing?
你们有所有的一切的事但是有一件事我要责备你
And of course when we say what was missing well we'll answer they'd lost their first love
我们经常我们知道
他们所被主责备的那件事就是他们失去了起初的爱。
And that is true, but it's not simply a matter of love as if it was some sort of substance.
没错的，不过这个起初的爱不是好像一个物质的东西。
It was love for him.
这是一个向着主的爱。
It's love for the Lord Jesus.
向着主耶稣的爱。
And the Lord Jesus who loves them looks upon them and says, you're doing all this thing, but...
爱他们的主看着他们做这么样许多的事。
And it's all good, but what about me?
这些事都很好，但是我呢？
And it would be no good for them to say, oh, but we're doing this for you.
那么他们如果跟主说，我做这些事都是为着你啊。
Because the heart...
但是他们的心怎样呢？
There was no love in the heart.
主耶稣说他们的爱起初离弃了爱。
This is personal.
这是很个人的。
It's between the believers. It's them and him.
是在信徒跟主之间的那个爱。
Are you with me on this? Do you understand what I'm saying?
你是不是明白呢？
You can't say, I'm doing all this for the Lord.
你不能够说我做这些事情都是为你做的。
And then forget him.
然后把主忘记了。
You know, it's like your wife or your husband who doesn't really think about you or care about you, but says, I'm doing all this for you.
好像有时候我们丈夫或者妻子，他说他不是真的很关心你，但是他说我做这些事都是为着你。
And what you would say was, would you please stop doing all that and just come and give me a hug?
或许 你会说 你为什么你不停下这些的忙碌，你过来只是抱我一下呢？
We want to be loved.
我们希望被爱。
And the Lord wants to be loved.
主耶稣也希望被爱。
Can you lift up your heart to the Lord Jesus and say it? Say it out loud so you hear yourself say it.Lord Jesus, I love you.
我们能否将我们的心举起来，我们听见我们自己跟主说，主，我爱你。
You.
爱你。
So that is the first letter to the Ephesians.
这就是写给以弗所的书信。
And if you want to understand what first love is,
如果我们要明白什么样叫做起初的爱，
Then you go back into the Acts of the Apostles and read about the believers in Ephesus.
那我们就可以回到《使徒行传》里面读以弗所教会的事迹。
And read about how they gathered up all their books of witchcraft and burnt $1 million worth of stuff because of their love for the Lord Jesus.
他们怎么样因着向着主的爱，把那些拜偶像的书还有这些拜偶像的东西堆起来烧掉。
And then go and visit the elders who came to see Paul in Ephesus.
然后他们去探望保罗。
And watch these grown men burst into tears because Paul said, "You'll never see me again." And they just wept like children on his neck and kissed him.
这些人
they loved him.
但他们听到保罗说他是不能够再见他们了，他们就哭泣，他们一起跪下来祷告。
And then we come to the last of the seven churches.
我们会再看第七个教会里面的最后一个。
And nobody likes this letter.
我们没有人喜欢这份的第七份的书信。
And in this letter, the Lord says the most terrible thing.
这个第七封的书信主说了一些让人害怕的话。
He says, I can't bear lukewarmness.
主耶稣说我不能够容忍不冷不热。
I even prefer coldness.
我要宁可你们或冷或热。
It's a terrible thing.
这是很糟糕的一件事情。
They have a name.
他们有名。
They have the language.
他们有言语。
People look at them and say, oh yeah, those ones there, they're Christian.
人们看见他们会说这些人是基督徒。
But where is the Spirit of God?
但是神的灵在哪里呢？
And where is that flaming love for the Lord Jesus?
那个爱的火花在哪里呢？
And what place does he have in their hearts?
主耶稣在他们的心里有一个什么样的位置呢？
And this is for him unbearable.
这个对主来说是不能够忍受的。
And these believers in Laodicea didn't realize the condition they were in.
这些在老底家的信徒没有意识到他们所处的光景。
He said, "You do not know your own condition."
耶稣说，你们不知道你们真实的情形。
How could that be possible?
这个怎么有可能呢？
How could it be possible?
这个事情怎么会有可能呢？
Very possible.
是很有可能的。
If you walk in the flesh,
如果你走在肉体里，
you can become very satisfied.
你或许会很自满。
And the only thing that will disturb your satisfaction,
只有一件事情会挪去你的自满，
is the light of the Spirit of God.
就是神的灵光照你们。
Now imagine that we were amongst these believers in Laodicea.
设想一下，我们就在老底家的这帮信徒中间。
And we heard the Lord Jesus say, "You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked."
我们听见主耶稣对我们说，你们却不知道你们是那样贫苦可怜，困苦贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
What would we say to him?
我们要向主说什么呢？
We say, "Lord, help us."
我们说主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, what should we do?
说我们要怎么做呢？
We throw ourselves at His feet and say, "Have mercy on us, Lord. Show us what do you want us to do."
我们跪倒在主面前，求他怜悯我们，求他来指示我们该怎么做。
And here we have His answer.
那么这里有主给我们的答案。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire.That you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Do you think that if we were in Laodicea, we would pay attention to this?
你认为如果我们在老底家的教会中间，我们是不是对主的话留心呢？
Lord, what should we do?
主，我们当做什么？
Here is His answer.
这里是主的答案。
And then He says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten."
然后主说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
This is love.
这就是爱。
Therefore, he says, "Be zealous."
所以主说，你们要热心
，and repent，
也要悔改。
Not the other way around.
不是调过来。
It's not repent and be zealous.
不是悔改然后热心。
It's be zealous and repent.
但是你们要发热心，也要悔改。
We need zeal.
我们需要对主的热心。
We need some fire in the belly.
我们需要在我们里面有火。
We need to become, as it were, stand up and be men.
我们需要做一个大丈夫。
If we are going to know the Lord,
如果我们要认识主的话，
if we are going to have a testimony that shines,
如果我们要有一个见证能够为主发光的话，
if we are going to have a testimony that shines, it's not going to come out of sleepiness.
如果我们需要有一个能够发光、发出光的见证，那么不是在我们困倦的时候，
It's going to come out of zeal,
而是在我们对主热心的时候，
a fervent spirit.
一个对主的热忱的爱。
Now listen to what the Lord Jesus said.
我们听主耶稣对我们怎么说。
He said, "You're poor."
就是说你们是贫穷的。
And then he said, "Buy from me gold, that you may be rich."
向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
Now, what is this richness?
这个富足是什么呢？
Now, I was thinking about this and saying, what is it to be rich?
我们想一想这个什么叫做富足呢?
You know, the Lord said some people heap up for themselves treasure on earth.
我们知道主耶稣说有些人在地上为自己积攒财宝。
They're rich there.
他们在地上富足,
but with God they are not rich.
他们在信上却不富足。
What is it to be rich?
怎么样能够叫做富足呢?
I found the definition.
我找到一个定义。
It's in Corinthians.
在哥林多书信。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
And chapter 6. Chapter 6. That's also good. I can't give you the reference. It says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩, 他因, chapter 8, reference, Verse 9. 你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本来富足, 却为你们成了贫穷, 叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Though he was rich,
他本来富足,
there is the definition.
这就是富足的定义。
What is the heart of the Lord Jesus for each one of us?
耶稣向着我们每个人的心是怎样的?
That we might be rich.
他是要我们成为富足,
as he was rich.
像他一样富足。
And what was his richness?
那么他的富足是什么呢?
His richness was his fellowship with God.
他的富足是他跟神的交通。
He shared the glory of God.
与神同享,
and that richness he laid aside when he came into the world.
那个富足他撇下,
but his heart's desire is that we should be with him where he is. And to know him and to have him is to be rich.
使我们认识他,
and what about when, so he said, buy from me gold that you may be rich. In Revelation.
向我买活炼的金子, 叫你成为富足。
And then he said, buy from me white garments, that the shame of your nakedness should not appear.
向我买白衣, 穿上, 叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
What was their nakedness?
他们的羞耻是什么呢?
Their nakedness was before God.
他们的赤身的羞耻是在神面前。
Because when God looked upon them, he looked upon the heart.
因为当神看我们的时候, 神是看我们的心。
They could dress up in any manner of good works.
他们可以用许多的善事来装饰自己。
But God looks upon the heart.
但是神看我们的时候呢, 是看我们的心。
And how can we have How can we be other than what we are in heart?
我们怎么能够, 来伪装我们的心呢?
But there are white garments
但是有白衣,
that are available from Him
可以从主那里得走,
that will cover the shame of our nakedness.
可以遮盖我们的赤身肉体。
And the last one was eye salve.
那么最后一样是眼药。
Now the Lord has mentioned three things.
主耶稣提到三件事,
and so we will look at these three things briefly.
我们要很快地看这三样事。
But notice that two of them are to be bought, but one of them is free.
我们看见这三样东西里面有两样是要买的, 有一样是免费的。
So we will start at that end.
我们从这边, 免费这边开始。
And we will start with the eye salve.
我们要从眼药。
Now for these believers in Laodicea, he said, do this.
为着老底家的信徒，他说，主耶稣说，我劝你们要这样做。
He said, "Anoint your eyes."
说，要用眼药擦你的眼睛。
And we know that in the scripture, like in James, it says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God, who gives to all men freely."
在雅各书里面，说，若有人缺少智慧，就当求，然后后赐百物给我们的神，他也要将智慧赐给我们。
We all lack wisdom.
我们都缺少智慧。
We all need vision.
我们都需要意象。
And the Lord said, "Come."
主说来。
You can have vision.
你可以有意象。
You can have revelation.
你可以有启示。
You can have this wisdom.
你可以有智慧。
Your blind eyes can be opened.
叫你的瞎眼可以被打开。
And you can see.
叫你可以看见。
So this is where we must begin.
所以我们必须从这里开始，从看见开始。
We want to walk in the Spirit.
我们要走在圣灵里吗？
We want to have a testimony for Him.
我们要成为主的见证吗？
We want to be all that He calls us to be.
我们要成为主呼召我们所成为的那一般人吗？
This begins with vision.
一切是从看见开始。
All of us can seek the Lord.
我们都可以来寻求神。
Open my eyes, Lord.
说主，请你开我的眼睛。
Give me revelation.
主，请你给我启示。
I've heard so much with my ears.
我已经用我的耳朵听到了那么多。
But I want to see.
但是我要看见。
I want to see something that will capture my heart.
我要看见一些是可以抓住我的心的。
I want to be drawn on by vision.
我要被你的意象所吸引。
Without this vision,You can't go on.
没有这个意向，我们就不能够往前。
We all of us need vision, and we need this vision to be refreshed continually.
我们所有人都需要意向，我们的意向也需要常常的被更新。
We can't say, "Well, 20 years ago, I had revelation."
我们不能够说二十年前就给我一个意向。
You know, if that revelation is not now,
如果那个意向不是现在时
，We need this vision.
我们需要。
And our progress begins by seeking from Him vision.
我们的长进是从我们得着意象开始的。
Do you have vision?
你有意象吗？
I'll give you the test.
我要给你一个测试。
If the things of God are flat and boring,
如果神的事情对你来说是很平淡、很无聊的，
then you have no vision.
那么你是没有意象的。
If the Bible is, do I have to read it?
如果读经的时候是觉得说，真的需要读这个圣经吗
？You have no vision.
那么你是没有意象。
You're not seeing him.
因为你没有看见他。
I'm not saying you're going to see a marvelous, you know, physical vision like that.
我不是说你用肉眼可以看见一个很奇妙的一个情景。
But something is going to be registered in your spirit.
但是在你的灵里面。有一些的事情能够抓住你
and it will be like, you'll be like a gold miner,
好像一个去挖金矿的人
and you're digging away in the darkness of the mine,
我们在那个黑黑的乌黑的那个矿里面来挖
and you'll just see a flash of gold,
你看见一个金子一闪过
and your heart will jump,
你的心就在那里很激动
and you'll start digging more enthusiastically,
你就开始更加努力的在那里挖
like this, vision comes,
意象就是好像这样子，这样子来的。
This vision will take you forward.
是这个意象能够带领我们往前。
Now the second thing was the white garment.
第二件事是那个白衣。
These white garments, what are they?
这个白衣是什么呢
？They are.Obedience.
这个白衣是讲到顺服
But not the sort of obedience that's just, do I have to, and going and doing it.
不是无可奈何的顺服
This obedience is obedience to the Spirit.
这个顺服是向着圣灵的顺服
And every act of obedience is a gift to your Lord.
每一个我们向主的顺服都是我们给神的礼物。
It's not, oh, look what I did.
不是说好像主你看我做了这些这么多事情。
It's no boasting.
不是一种自夸。
There's no pride.
不是有任何的骄傲在里面。
But it's an opportunity to give a gift to your Lord.
那是一个机会使我们能够给主。
And we need to learn this obedience.
我们需要学习这种的顺服。
We don't become 100% obedient overnight.
我们不是一夜之间就变成百分之百的顺服。
And we don't put ourselves in silly situations.
我们也不把自己放在一个很愚昧的一个处境当中。
I heard about a lady who, when she woke up in the morning, wouldn't get out of bed until the Lord said, "Get up."
我听到有一个姊妹，她说她早上起来，她不起来，她是除非主叫她起来。
And then when she got up, she wouldn't do anything until the Lord told her what to get to.
她终于起来以后，她什么都不做，除非主叫她做。
Shall I go to the bathroom?
我是不是要上厕所
？Shall I go to the kitchen?
我是不是要去厨房？
And she wouldn't, when she got dressed, every single item of clothing, she wouldn't put it on if she wasn't led.
她每一件，她穿衣服的时候，每一样衣服，每一样衣物，需要，除非主告诉她，她就不穿上。
So she'd be walking with one shoe and one bare foot.
对，她可能有一边鞋，一边袜子。
Now this is getting silly.
这个是很愚昧的。
We're not called to this silliness.
我们不是被呼召这么做这么愚昧的事情。
But we are called to have a heart that's at the ready.To hear him and to obey him straight away.
我们就是被呼召来有一颗心来听他，来顺服他。
And it may be something very small.
或许这个事情是很小的事情。
Do it.
我们就去做。
It's better to be wrong about his leading than to be disobedient to his leading.
我们或许会错解误会他的意思，但是总好过我们不顺服。
Of course, I'm not telling you to do anything that's wrong. The Holy Spirit won't lead you to any illegal, immoral, or inappropriate act.
我不是说我们去做那些不道德、那些不义的事，圣灵不会，从来不会引导我们做那些不法的事。
One brother came to me once.
有一个弟兄来跟我说
，He said, "I felt the Lord told me to give you this."
我感觉主叫我要把这个东西给你。
And he gave me $15.
他给我15块钱。
I didn't need $15.
我并不需要15块钱。
And he knew I didn't need $15.
他知道我并不需要15块钱。
No, I was okay.
我当时还不错啊。
But he obeyed.
但是他顺服了。
So I said, the Lord has given me this $15.
所以我就告诉自己说，主给我这15块钱。
What shall I do with it?
我要怎么做呢?
And I remembered a book that I wasn't going to buy, but I thought, with this $15, I will buy that book.
我就想起有一本书，我本来不确定要不要买的，但是这15块钱正好可以买这本书。
And I still have that book, and I remember opening it and being blessed by the Lord through that book.
我现在还拥有那本书，我一直记得在里面得到很多的帮助。
Doesn't matter if it's a silly little thing.
如果即使是很小的，看起来很傻的一些小事，不要紧的。
If you're on the path to obey the Holy Spirit,
如果我们走在一个愿意顺服圣灵的一条路上
，then your safety is not in how perfectly you can hear His voice.
那么我们的安全感不是在我们能否百分百的明白圣灵的意思。
Your safety is in how willing you are to admit you're wrong.
我们的信靠乃是在我们是否愿意顺服，愿意承认我们会错。
If you're quick to say, "Oh, I made a mistake,"
我们如果很容易的能够说，我理解错了。
That's fine.
那么不要紧的。
You're very safe.
我们很安全。
So we need to learn this obedience.
我们需要学习这样的顺服。
Then our acts will be coming from the Holy Spirit.
然后我们的行事就是能够从圣灵里面来的。
And before the Lord, we will be walking in white garments.
那么在主面前，我们就是反穿白衣的人。
And the last of all,
最后一样
is the Lord Himself.
就是主自己。
What is the end of this journey?
这一条路的终点是什么
？We have some vision.
我们有一个意向。
We're learning to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们也学习怎样 顺服圣
灵的声音。Where is this leading us?
那么这条路究竟要带我们到哪里呢？
It's leading us to Him.
这条路乃是带领我们到主那里。
The Holy Spirit is leading us into a deep and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus.
圣灵乃是带我们进入一个更深的与主的交通当中。
And we hear the Lord say the same thing.
我们听到主也说同样的话。
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door."
他说，看哪，我在门外叩门。
I stand at the door and knock.
看哪，我在门外叩门。
You see, he doesn't have that relationship.
我们看见他并没有那样子的关系。
But he wants it.
但是他是何等渴慕跟我们有这样亲密的关系。
Them, in the beginning, he said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you."
一开始他跟他们说，我总不撇弃你们，也不丢下你们。
So he has not left them.
主并没有离弃他们。
He's standing at the door and knocking.
主仍然是在那里叩门。
And he says, "If anyone hears my voice,"
主说，若有人听见我的声音
，and has got the zeal,
那是有热心的
，and the determination
是有决心的
，and the passion
是有这个激情的
，and the fire
有这个火
，to open that door
把门打开。
He said, "I will come into him."
他说我要进到他里
面去。And we will know fellowship one with another.
我们就彼此有交通。
Do you desire that?
你是否渴慕跟主有这样亲密的交通
？If we enter into that fellowship.
如果我们进入这样子的交通
we shall enter into love.
我们就进到爱里面
we shall taste his love in all its fullness.
我们就要饱足地尝到他的爱
and by his working we will be transformed.
借着他的工作我们就要被他改变
and we will not need to be commanded to love.
我们就不需要再命令去爱
Because the love will be an overflow.
因为这个爱是自然的涌流出来。
Of the love we've received.
就是我们所接受的这个爱。
We can't help it.
我们不能够控制的。
Because the love that we've received is so wonderful.
因为这个我们所领受的爱是何等的奇妙。
So at the end of this letter, as of all others.
所以在这一份的信的末了，就像所有信的末了一样。
The Lord says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear."
就说凡有耳的就应当听
And may God give us ears to hear him.
求主给我们有耳朵能够来听他
Father, we pray that you would stir us up not to be sleepy, to be lazy and to be passive but to be passionate, to be zealous, to know you.
天父我们求你来眺望我们让我们不再沉睡乃是被你挑望起来来爱你来跟随你来听你的声音
We want to be your witnesses
我们要成为你的见证
We want to make you known
我们要让你的名被知道
And we pray gracious Lord that you would so work in us that we would be brought into that relation with you where we can learn these things
亲爱的主啊求你在我们的心中来工作就让我们能够学习来跟随你
so we commit ourselves to you.
我们将自己交在你的手中
and pray that your grace would abound in the midst of us all.
请你的恩典在我们中间过于我们够我们用的
we ask in Jesus' precious holy name.
祷告靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名求